after all. I set about doing some writing in the latest of my own volumes, occasionally peeking at one or another of the wizards. They had forgotten their feud, were using their heads for something more than the creation of mischief. During one of my upward glances, I caught a silvery yellow flash. It seemed to come from the rocks where I had been a while back, watching the city lights. Lady! I barked my shins a dozen times getting there, then felt like a fool when I found her seated on a rock, arms around her legs, chin on her knees, contemplating the night. The light of a newly risen moon fell upon her from behind. She was astonished by my wild stumble to the rescue. "What happened?" I demanded. "What? I saw some weird flashes up here." Her expression, in that light, seemed honestly baffled. "Must have been a trick of the moonlight. Better turn in pretty soon. I want to get an early start." "All right," she said in a small, troubled voice. "Is something wrong?" "No. I'm just lost." I knew what she meant without her having to explain. Going back, I ran into Goblin and One Eye, moving up carefully. Fireflies of magic danced in their hands, and dread smoldered in their eyes. Chapter 16. Willow's War. Willow was amazed. It actually went pretty much the way it was supposed to. The Taglians gave up their territories below the main without a finger raised to resist. The army of the Shadow Masters came over the river and still met no resistance. It dissolved into its four elements. Still meeting no opposition, those forces broke up into companies, the better to plunder. The looting was so good, all discipline collapsed. Taglian marauders began picking off foragers and small raiding parties, suddenly, everywhere. The invaders suffered 1,000 casualties before they understood. Cordy Mather engineered that phase, claiming to emulate his military idols, the Black Company. When the invaders responded with larger foraging parties, he countered by leading them into traps and ambushes. At his peak, he twice suckered entire companies into densely built and specially prepared towns that he burned down around them. The third time he tried that, though, the invaders did not take the bait. His overconfident Taglians got whipped. Wounded, he went back to Taglios to contemplate the fickleness of fate. Willow, meantime, was marching around the eastern Taglian territories with Smoke and 2,500 volunteers, keeping close to the enemy commander, trying to look like a menace that would become Nemesis the moment the invaders made a mistake. Smoke had no intention of fighting, and was so stubborn even Willow was tempted to grumble. Smoke claimed he was waiting for something to happen. He wouldn't say what. Blade got stuck down south, in the territories yielded without a fight along the main river. He was supposed to get the locals together and keep any messengers from going back and forth. It was an easy job. There were no bridges across the river, and only four places where it could be forded. The Shadow Masters must have been preoccupied. Their suspicions were not aroused. Or maybe they just assumed no news was good news. What Smoke was waiting for happened. Like Blade said, Taglios was hag-ridden by its priests. Three major religions existed there, not in harmony. Each had